I'm Paul Gleiser, and this is the Constitution Minute, sponsored by Hibbs Hallmark & Company Insurance. Though the Fifth Amendment is best known for its protection against self-incrimination, the actual text of the amendment begins with these words.
No person shall be held to answer for a capital or otherwise infamous crime unless on a presentment or indictment of a grand jury.
Like much of our law, the grand jury is traceable to the common law of medieval England. King Henry II in 1166 is generally thought to have established the first grand jury, consisting of
12 good and lawful men,
assembled to reveal the names of those suspected of crimes. By the beginning of the 18th century in the American colonies, the grand jury acted as both shield and sword. Shield against improper accusation and, by virtue of its investigative powers, sword against criminals and public malfeasance. Some states have largely done away with grand juries, but unless a defendant in a federal criminal prosecution waives the right, prosecution cannot proceed absent a grand jury indictment. Just as the role of grand juries has evolved over time, so too have laws and regulations and risks affecting your business. If your insurance coverage doesn't evolve too, your company could be exposed to loss that might otherwise be preventable. Before you renew a commercial insurance policy, sit down with a Hibbs Hallmark & Company commercial insurance expert for a no-cost review of your coverage. Visit HibbsHallmark.com.